Bernie Kosar here again. Let's look at the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. Here we have against the Houston Texans, third and long. The Steelers have a high tendency of wanting to bring defensive back pressure on third down and 8+. The corner, number 31, Mike Hilton, doesn't come across with the motion man as Houston motions over to trip set. He stays back here. Now, third and long, most NFL teams are playing zone-type defense. This is set up perfectly for a four underneath, three deep zone. Except one important fact, you're playing the Steelers. They have a high tendency to blitz. They're bringing a corner to the top, a corner to the bottom, rushing five guys, dropping six in coverage. Here's the scary thing and challenging thing, and show you how great the coaching points are for the Pittsburgh Steelers in this defense. You're rushing five guys, you have two defensive backs coming. You would think there's going to be a void, there's going to be a hole in this defense. Yet look at how well the Steelers do it. This is a cover four concept, a quarters coverage to the bottom of your screen. They are blitzing five, yet still have the ability to do two on one to the top of your screen and four on three to the bottom of your screen. And this is, there's really almost nowhere to go down the field with this ball. And Mike Hilton, again, gets in there, makes the sack. Very impressive play by the Steelers. And ironically, I had the exact same situation in 1993, third and about 10 from about the 50-yard line. The Steelers brought corner to the right, corner to the left, and then they rolled the coverage just like we saw in the overhead copy. So you had a two-on-one out there. We, in the interest of full disclosure, we did not pick it up. I was sacked. So hopefully in 24 years, we will have figured out how to pick up this blitz, because the Steelers play this blitz against everybody. On to the next play. We have a fourth and one. Some of my best coaches in the NFL always mandated that if you're going to be a championship team, you have to be able to get 1 yard when you want 1 yard. And you have to be able to get that yard running the ball. The physicalness, the toughness, it's imperative that you impose your will on the other team. Now, I'm a big fan of Bill O'Brien down in Houston. I'm not trying to second guess his play calling. But going to this spread at this point in the game, to throw a ball when the Steelers are this spread out is something that in retrospect he would probably like to have back. But what the Steelers are doing, they're almost daring you to run the ball. They don't have enough guys in the box to handle the run. You have a double on the receiver to the bottom of your screen. You have three on two to the top of your screen. They're rushing four guys. This is screaming run. You can see the Steelers love to undercut their routes. Artie Burns from the U to the bottom of your screen here. He knows he has help in the middle of the field, so he's able to basically trail and undercut the receiver here to the bottom of the screen. Look at the difference. Again, I don't want to pick on Houston. I don't want to pick on Yates here. But look at the difference when we talked about Ben Roethlisberger and his ability to look off and look the other way. The younger quarterbacks tend to do this, the death stare. Everybody sees he's looking to the left into the slot area, including the corner, Artie Burns. Artie's able to jump across and then readjust his body to make a fantastic play. I'm Bernie Kosar. That's the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. Let's have a happy new year.